song, you damsels bright and fair. I think it doth to me belong to bid you have a care. For I by sad experience find what I do tell to you, that young men often prove unkind, though we prove ne'er so true. There Tom and Will, two shepherd swains, whom once I did admire, two finer youths ne'er walked the plains, they set my heart on fire. Then mind the words which I shall say, and here relate to you. For young men they the knaves will play, though you prove ne'er so true. False Robert and the perjured Sam their oaths have quite forgot. Oh, how they used to swear and damn, they ne'er designed a plot. But yet these villains both agreed mine honor to undo. They would have wronged me indeed that was so chaste and true. But Humphrey was a fine young lad and made a tearing show. Brave cloths upon his back he had, though for them he did owe. He with a tally man did deal in little time I knew. He thought my heart away to steal, though I was ever true. Then Henry with his lacked cravat, his hat band all of gold, a cunning trade he'd needs be at, but I thought him too bold. 500 pound a year he had bequeathed him as his due. But alas, the fool was not so mad as to think that this was true. But Tony came to me most brave and gallant as the rest, but proved himself a very knave, though love he did protest. He would be grappling where indeed young men had not to do. I think by nature 'twas decreed young men should prove untrue. Sweet William, he came smiling in, whose eyes did wound me sore. But when he did his tricks begin, I vowed to love no more. So at the last he left me quite, which caused my heart to rue. For in his sight was my delight, although he proved untrue. Poor Peter, he came in at last and vowed he loved me dear. He thought my chastity to taste, but he was ne'er the near. I sent him into Whetstone's Park, as I may tell to you, where he might find a booksome spark and like himself untrue. But George came in woeful case, so drunk he could not stand. He boldly stared me in the face with something in his hand. "You drunken puppy," out I cried, "you know not what you do." And all these young men I have tried, not one that I found true. Then maidens all be ruled by me, and look before you leap. Least young men do most cunningly into your favor creep. If they can but obtain their wills, I know what they will do. It is not words that bushels fills, for young men are untrue.